Well, I don't have too much to say today because this should be old hat to you, right? We've already been tested on this. Heart anatomy should be familiar to you. Let's quickly, though, go through the entire order of structures in which blood encounters on its way through. So let's just arbitrarily start at the two vena cavae. Those come together right at the same place. What is that place? The right atrium. What would be the next structure encountered? Well, and also on the atria you have auricles. An auricle literally means a little ear. It's like a little flap hanging off the exterior surface. So auricles are encountered as well. But what did you say after the right atrium? Not immediately. The tricuspid valve first, yep. Which, or otherwise called what? It's another name for tricuspid. Which one? Yeah, the right atrioventricular valve is the other name. Then, right ventricle. What's next? Which one? Yeah, but the valve itself is called the pulmonary valve, or the pulmonary semilunar valve, or the right semilunar valve. Those all are acceptable. Then what? Then you're in the pulmonary trunk, right? Then where? Yeah, both that branch is in the right and left pulmonary arteries. Eventually you get into capillaries in the lung, and then venules and veins. What brings it back to the heart? Pulmonary veins. How many? Four. There's two on either side. Then what's next? Left atrium, which has its own auricle. Then? The bicuspid valve or left atrioventricular valve. And then the left ventricle, right? And then what? Not immediately. Yeah, the aortic semilunar valve, or just aortic valve. And then the aorta. And what part of the aorta? The ascending aorta is just that tiny piece. Then the aortic arch. Then the descending aorta, which includes thoracic and abdominal. But what we care about mostly is in this week is the heart itself, all those structures that were part of the heart. And what do you find internal? What internal structures that we didn't mention? What do you find in ventricles? You find the interventricular septum, which divides the two septums. And there's also an interatrial septum, of course, dividing the two atria, right? Chordae tendineae are also found in the ventricles or atria? And what is their purpose? Right, they act as little ropes. So that a chordae tendina, which is the singular, chorda tendina is the singular, attaches at one end to a flap of an atrioventricular valve. What does it attach at the other end? No, those are ridges in the muscle that cause turbulence. It is part of the muscle as well, but the anchor points for the chordae tendineae are papillary muscles. Okay? What feature is found in the interatrial septum? Yes, you do have the sinoatrial node in there. I'm sorry, the atrioventricular node is in the septum. The sinoatrial node is just in the right atrium, not in the actual septum. But there's also another feature of the interatrial septum that I talked about in lecture. What's that?
The also enough to keep the atrium and ventricles beating separately?
Yeah, that's the function of the atrioventricular valve. It slows down the transmission of action potentials. But I'm not talking about anything having to do with the conduction system. There's a real narrow part of the interatrial septum. What is that narrow part called? It's called the fossa ovalis. Remember that? What's it all about? Why do you have a fossa ovalis?
To assess during pregnancy. That's how the fetus gets oxygen.
Yeah, well, not the fossa ovalis, but what was there originally was called the foramen ovale. That's when it's an actual hole. So yeah, it's a short circuit. The fetus doesn't have working lungs, so it doesn't make any sense to send blood to the lungs. It gets oxygenation from the mother through the placenta, and therefore just short circuits from right atrium directly to left atrium so that it goes to the left ventricle and gets pumped through the systemic circuit. But it closes off around birth, so when it's no longer an opening but just a thin membrane covering the window, that's when it's called fossa ovalis. Fossa means a dugout indentation, whereas foramen means an actual hole through a passageway. All right, so I want you to look at the both models, the big and small model, that the posters are helpful as well. Follow along in your manual like you were prescribed to do on the to-do list. But the other thing, and don't forget the vessel model also. You have slides, different kinds of slides to look at, so make sure you take pictures of those. It's the best thing to do with slides. And then work in pairs and do dissections. So we don't have sheep hearts, we have pig hearts, which is kind of nice because they're larger, so they're easier to see stuff on. But there's no correct way to cut into these because it depends on what you really want to see. There's advantages to different ways of doing it. So I'm not going to tell you how to dissect the hearts. Just try to find as much as you can on them, cutting them various ways. You have a heart per pair and small trays.